Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
FM News Talk 97.1. On-demand audio.
At the moment, not clear if anyone else was injured. Police also checking out a nearby vehicle for possible explosives. No word on a motive there, but...
There you have it. A good guy with a gun stopped a bad guy with a gun at the federal building there in downtown Dallas. How about that? And, you know, nobody injured because there were people there ready to respond. Welcome back into the show. When the minute I saw that story, I knew that could have ended very poorly. But unlike in the Parkland School District, the officers who were on charge there outside of that federal building, they acted and they took care of this guy who apparently was a complete nut job. If you looked on his social media presence, there was no doubt about it. And these police officers took it into their own hands, and the video is frightening when you look at that video. But regardless, they took care of that, and we're glad to see that. One more great example is we get ready for Two-Way Tuesday.
If you ban them in the future, the bullets will have been shot and there won't be any more available.
So you don't shoot deer with a bullet that size. If you do, you could cook it at the same time.
Put that double barrel shotgun and fire two blasts outside the house.
That is without a doubt the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
This is 2A Tuesday, brought to you by the Range St. Louis West.
Sheriff Bill Wayburn joining us this morning from down in the great state of Texas, Tarrant County, Texas. Sheriff, good morning.
Good morning. It's good to be with you, Mark.
Absolutely, sir. You know, I was just mentioning that situation that happened there in Dallas yesterday morning, well handled by the officers who were on hand near that federal building.
Absolutely incredible, courageous response, doing exactly what we expect our law enforcement officers to do, and they did it well.
Yes, they did. I was very glad to see that. You know, one of the stories I've seen in the news recently is the NRA apparently at odds with the governor down there in Texas, Governor Abbott, over this gun storage effort that's going to take place in the state of Texas. What can you tell us about that?
Well, that's something that we're going to have to get in the weeds about on what the governor is trying to do. I will tell you that Governor Abbott is absolutely, in everything else he's done, has been very pro-gun. And, but some of this is that people overreach sometimes. You know, some of the Democratic candidates that we have now are way overreaching, wanting to take our guns and that kind of thing. But I would tell you that the gun storage issue, I think that when it settles down, I think it's going to be fine, but we're going to have to look into it and make sure that the governor's not overreaching a little bit. But that is something that's still out there in the weeds.
Yeah, I was trying to decipher exactly what the opposition was to that, because I mean, the NRA obviously has its own gun safety programs. The criticism seemed to be concerned that if they threw a bunch of money at a gun safety program within the state, it might be corrupted by people who were anti-gun, affecting that message somehow. Is that?
Well, I hear what you're saying, and I can see that. And nobody, they're villainized a lot in the fake news, but the NRA, there's nobody that has a better safety program than the NRA. And there's nobody that is for more responsible gun ownership than the NRA. And I would hope as this settles in and formulates out, is that that's where we'll be taking our cues to formulate any education on any of this
yeah.
stuff.
Well, we're talking to Sheriff Bill Wayburn from down in Tarrant County, Texas. You know, Sheriff, as you look around the country, I think I saw Tucker Carlson yesterday describing the state of California as a picture of needles and feces these days because of the way they've let things, go to heck down there in California and places. They recently tried to pass a law, and I don't know if the governor signed it, that would require you to get the same background check to buy ammunition that you need to purchase a handgun. I mean, they're doing everything they can to do an end run around the Second Amendment in some of these anti-gun states.
They really are, and Governor Newsom out there, he is, you know, this guy is as liberal and socialist as it can be, and because of some of his policies and Governor Brown's policies prior to him, if you look, San Francisco and L.A., some of the cities that we used to look to as kids and think that was wonderful places to be have now become dying cities and infested and just almost third world country out there.
Yeah, very true. You know, Sheriff, I know one of the things you look at and concentrate on is safety for our school children. We recently had a school district in a suburb of St. Louis here that the school board, and this was a fairly rural district, I'll just say that up front, they approved allowing teachers to carry concealed if they had, you know, proper training and all this stuff going on. That has generally been rejected by a lot of these more progressive school systems. And, you know, I've asked this question plenty of times. When's the last time you went to your school board's meeting and asked what they're doing to protect your kid? Most people haven't, and most of the school boards haven't done nearly enough to harden these soft targets.
You are spot on, and I will say here in Texas that numerous of our private schools and several of our public schools have taken initiatives where they've come up with a strategic plan. Some of them hired off-duty cops. Some of them have trained their teachers to be in strategic places across the campus, and they have a plan. And the problem is that these progressives stick their head in the sand and say it's not going to happen here. And they do need to pull it out and look at what's going on in the world and plan for, that active shooter moment. And what are they going to do and where are they going to go? Because an unarmed teacher charging him is just a courageous soul that is probably going to be a casualty.
Yeah. Well, you know, the sad part of it is, you know, St. Louis is known for the crime rate here, particularly murders, unfortunately, in the city. But interestingly, a number of years ago, the city schools in St. Louis, the city high schools, put in metal detectors. They don't have a shooting problem in their schools anymore. And there's a lesson there for some of our more suburban districts. But it's an image issue. They're afraid of the image of searching kids when they come into school every day. That would be another first step, in my opinion, to making our kids safe.
I think it's a great idea. You know, if you come to our courts in Tarrant County today, you're going to go through a metal detector. And that's what we're doing for our courts. Why can't we do that for our schools? And keep our kids a little bit safer.
Yeah, I know they all complain that it's going to cost too much money, but I mean, I think that where there's a will, there's a way, and nothing is more important than the safety of these kids. That's kind of been your focus down there as well.
It absolutely has, and you know, since way back in 2013, a dear friend, God rest his soul, Chris Kyle, and I had planned to train teachers in Texas on carrying of guns, and of course, we lost Chris in February that year, but. His wife Taya and I went on, and we trained 725 teachers in one fell swoop on gun handling and safety and so forth like that. And so I'm a strong supporter of that. We have to have a good strategic plan in place, whether it's hardening the target with metal detectors, along with a response like we saw at the federal courthouse yesterday. Yes. Is that you have got to go after the shooter.
You got to be ready for it. Sheriff Bill Wayburn from Tarrant County, Texas. Appreciate your time. At Bill Wayburn on Twitter. We'll talk to you soon, Sheriff. Thank you.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.